Beyond that, for Dalman and Bays, before we learn the Tosfos on the Sugya, let us just quickly go over the Gemara. We hear in the Mishnah, Kosum Lagarish as Agdoila Lagarish Pais Aktano, that if a get, a person had two wives, the name was Rochel, and he had written the get for the older Rochel, he cannot use this get for the younger Rochel, because it's Shalai Lishmo. Tano Dolei Motsi Megarish Bei, Ogdeila Motsi Megarish Bei, and as we had mentioned, there are two functions of a get. One function is that it severs the relationship between the husband and wife, the Sefer Krisus, and another function is that it's proof that she is not his wife anymore. Now, from the Mishnah would seem Gdeila Motsi Megarish Bei, that the Gdeila can use this get as proof that she was Geget. Now, when the Gdeila is holding the get, let us ask a pertinent question. Who says the get was really given to her? Maybe it was given to the Ketana, and the Ketana lost the get, and she found it, and the get is conveniently written with her name and her husband's name, and that is how she is proving that she's Geget, but maybe she's not Geget. So from the Mishnah, it would seem that I don't claim such a sophic, that maybe the Ketana lost it, was given to the Ketana, and she lost it, and the Gedela found it. The Gedela is holding the get, so I have no right to think up that different things occurred, that it was lost and found. And I assume that this was given over from her tfisa and the get. I assume that this get was given over to her to begin with. So on our of it, Zoe say merits. So from this we can derive, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adorim Birachas. If you'll have two people with the same name, and they have a shtar halva, that they have in the shtar halva, it says that Yosef ben Shimon lent $1,000 to Beru. Meitzin shtar choy v'alacherim. So if one Yosef ben Shimon is holding the shtar and comes to Beru, and he says, I lent you $1,000, you have to pay me up, and this Beru will tell, I never borrowed from you anything. So there I also will not be chayish for Beryl's taina, and I won't say, well, maybe Beryl is right, maybe he borrowed from the other Yosef ben Shimon, the other Yosef ben Shimon lost it, and he found it. I don't say that, and I have a raya from our Mishnah. That means if a person is tofus in the shtar, I'm claiming, was this shtar given to him, or was it not given to him? So it's Jesus Mechir that it was given to him. And I don't clear, maybe it was given to someone else, and he picked it up. That's Rava's Raya from our Mishnah. Amalei Abai, Elamayato. Deisha Diktani, we have another case in the Mishnah. Shmike Shimcha, that there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the city, they're married to Rochels. So there it says, Posel Agarish Boy, that the second Yosef ben Shimon is not capable of using the get for his wife, if it was written by the first Yosef ben Shimon, for his wife. So it says, Shein Yidolei Motsi Migarish Bei, Orishin Motsi Migarish Bei. So now, so that means, we have in the Mishnah, that if, that the only psul is to be Megarish, the second one. But the first one, it could be Megarish, it was written Lishmo, and also, the wife of the first one, can use this get as proof that she was Nisgarish. So now, when she's holding the get, she has no proof who wrote the get. Did her husband write the get? That means her holding of the get is only telling us that she got the get, but it does not tell us who wrote the get. And if there are two Yosef ben Shimons in town, so I could always clear, maybe the second Yosef ben Shimon wrote the get, and she got a hold of the get. He gave it to her, or he threw it away, and she picked it up. In the case of our Mishnah, when she's holding the get, she is not proving who wrote the get. And you'll tell me that that is good. We learned, Bamrinem v'lay acha yachalaitzi aleim shtachay. We learned by a shtachay that two Yosef ben Shimon su aleivim. And the Shaila is, the Beryl comes to one of the Yosef ben Shimons and he tells him, I have a star Yosef and Shimon borrowed from me $1,000, pay me up to $1,000. So Yosef and Shimon tells him, and Shuldik Rabbi, that even though you have a shtar that Yosef and Shimon wrote the shtar to you, who says, I'm the Yosef and Shimon that wrote it to you? Yeah, Yosef and Shimon wrote it to you. So we have an often a din, if I do not know who the writer of the shtar is, who wrote the shtar, and someone is being taifus the shtar, and he's finding that this person wrote the shtar, he's not believed. So we see that if the suffix is who wrote the shtar, the tfisa of the other party is not a biru who wrote the shtar. So memela, so just like if there are two Yosef ben Shimons and a beryl has a shtar halvo, so Beryl cannot go over to any Yosef ben Shimon and tell them, you wrote the shtar, you gave it to me, because his tfisa is not proving that point. So who adin in our Mishnah, it also has to be that if there are two Rachels and two Yosef ben Shimons in town, so if one Rachel is holding a get, she cannot tie there that for my holding the get, I have a raya that my husband wrote the get. Maybe the other Yosef ben Shimon wrote the get. So what do you do chat in this file of the Mishnah? So you have to say, you can't, you have to say that the case, this case of the Mishnah is when Rochel says that she got to get from her husband, Yosef ben Shimon, she's bringing Eden Mesira who are there, who witnessed that she got it from her husband. That's the only way she'll be Neman, or else she won't be Neman. So just like the Bove of two Yosef ben Shimons has to be talking about Eidim Mesir, so it could be the Bove of a person who has two wives, Rachel, Agdele, and Tam. It could also be speaking about this Eidim Mesir. So if that is Pshat in the Mishnah, so you don't have any proof that if a person's, that if one Rachel will hold the get, I don't clear, maybe the other was given to the other Rachel and she picked it up. Could be I do clear, and the why in the Mishnah is a Rishon Megereshes, why is the Gdolei Megereshes? Because the Mishnah Kocher has to be speaking about Eidim Mesira, who witnessed, who got the get. So this Bav is also speaking about with Eidim Mesira. So, Abaye Taina Terova, you don't have a raya from our Mishnah. That is the sugya in a nutshell. Now, before we see Tosfos, let us just mention one ha'ore, which Tosfos had bothered. And because of this, there's Tosfos says, Amoyah Deke Yisot. Rabbi Abaye had said that, the Mishnah says when there's two Yosef ben Shimons and two Rochels in the city, and one Rochel has a get, so she is Neman to say, I got the get from my husband. And Abai is the pertinent question, she has no proof that it was from her husband. Maybe the other Yosef ben Shimon gave it to her. So why is it good? Rakoh has been speaking about his Eidim Mesira. Was Eidim Mesira who witnessed Klo how she received the gift from her husband Yosef ben Shimon. Fine. Why did Abaye have to add one more word? Lamai islach lameima be'Eidim Mesira ve'Rabbalozari. And it's going according to Rabbalozari. Yeah, to say that. It's going according to Rameya. Gehold Eidim Chasim Ekarsi. The etzem kashrus haget is with eide chesime. Now the raya of the get, the get is only a proof on geirush, and if eide mesira will come and tell us that they witnessed the mesira, but you don't have to stick in the Rabbi Elazar. He doesn't have to go according to Rabbi Elazar. Let's see, ask even a more pertinent question. The Shitas HaRabbeinu, time is that if according to Rameya, you need two Eidim to stand there, B'Shas to Mesira Saget, Al Tzayin Dov HaShemel V'Pachas Mishnayim. So Memele, so Abaye just said that
Yulava learned Pshat in the Mishnah very naively, that when she holds the get and she says she's get, we believe her. You prove from that, halacha sachayisha mishpah. Sabaya says, well, in the case of two yeses, but shibet nazichi can't be the case. Al kocho, the proof that she's giget will only be if two Adam say they saw she got giget. But that, we have to say the Mishnah is going according to Abeleza. We don't go into this blotter. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, every get needs two Adam to witness the Mesiras get. I'm just saying the Raya can only prove she's Megareshes of Shibun Gay the Mesirah. Why do you say Abeleza? This is a very big problem. And this problem bothered Tosafot. And just let us say for one second, if it didn't bother other Rishayim, so other Rishayim Bechal were not Geiris, these three words are Belezari. So then it solves all problems. Then there's no problem whatsoever. That's me, they bring the Rabbeinu Tam, was not Geiris for Belezari, so there's no problem whatsoever. Tosafot was Geiris for Belezari. So Memele, so Tosafos had a problem. Now let us see Tosafos. Be'edim Mesire v'Rabbi Elazari. So it would seem that according to Rabbi Meir, it's no good. The Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Elazar. So Tosafos Avol Rabbi Meir, Bo'ino she'imuchach mitoich achsima she'nichtav l'shem zer ho'ish v'ish azu. So Tosafos is Mechadosh. Tosafos said this a few places already in the Masechta. This is Shitas HaTosafos, which originates from this Gemara. So Tosafos says, according to Rameya Eidachsime Karsi, that means that the Eidim Hachsumim have to tell me what happened, what occurred. That's the obligation of the Eidachsime. Now, if I have two, I look in the shtar, and the shtar says that Yosef ben Shimon is giving a gift to his wife Rachel, and I have 20 Yosef ben Shimons in the shtar who are married to Rachel, and I'll look at the shtar, and I'll say, well, what are the Eidach Sima telling me? Do I know from the Eidach Sima what happened? I don't know anything. And if there's 20 Yosef ben Shimons in the shtar who married Rachel, I don't know anything. So therefore, only 20, even two also, I don't know anything. So al kaponim, so Tosafos holds, so that is a posele get. It's a posele get because they, the chesima, are not relating to me what occurred. Because I look at the get and I still don't know what happened. I don't know if the fat yeshiv and shim and the skinny yeshiv, I don't know what happened. And that's not muchach mitoy chashtav. So even though I'll have Eidim Mesiril tell me it's the fat Yosef ben Shimon that was Megarish's wife, but that doesn't say in the shtar. The shtar has to relate to me what occurred. And if I don't know from the shtar, that's a posel shtar. So therefore, when Abaye asked Akashe, he says there's two Yosef ben Shimons in the shtar, And how can Rachel say that she got the get from her husband? So it has to be speaking of Zayin Mesira, but he also had to throw in the vote. It can't go according to Rameh. It has to go according to Rav Elazar. Because two Yosef ben Shimon's in the shtot with two wives Rachel, automatically it won't help according to Rameh. Now there's a very, very pertinent question that the Achreinim asked, the Mamshif asked this kasha. We'll just mention the question. Naniach, that Tosafos is 100% right. According to Rameya, that's halacha of Muchach Miteichoi, that the shtar has to tell me, when I look at the shtar, I have to know what happened. And if I look at the shtar, I'm confused that it's not a good shtar. Fine. But let's speak about Rova's case. Before Abaye asked him, no, there's another case in the Mishnah. In this case, Zichar Nidei Mesir. So your case, you also need Nidei Mesir. Fine. But let's speak about Rova's case before Abaye's kasha. You had one Yosef ben Shimon who had two wives, Rachel. Big one, small one. Now, how did Rova understand Pshat? So let's forget about Rova's kasha, proof if the small Rachel got the get and the big Rachel picked it up. Or if it was given to the big Rachel, that was Rav Shaila in Biru. But let's talk about the Etzem Get. Reuven has two wives, Rachel, and he wrote a get to Rachel. Now, is this get mukach mitaychay? I look at the get. Do I know what happened? I don't know what happened. So, this problem, this is another problem that the Mishnah can't go according to Ramei because it's mukach mitaychay. So, this problem, we don't have to wait till Abaye to mention this problem. This problem should have been mentioned before. Why, when Abaye said, no, it's talking about Eidim Mesira, and then he clears his throat and he says, you know, another thing let me tell you, that it's only going according to Rabbi Elazar, because it's not Mukach Mitaychay. I mean, this second Nikude that Abaye said, and let's just mention what the Mamashim meant. The Mamashim mentioned, Abaye only said one vote. Abaye said that she's only allowed to get married if the Eidim Mesira will come to Bezin. That's what Abaye said. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Eidim Mesira came to Bezin and told Bezin, we saw how she got to get. That's what Abaye said. But the second Nikudah, when will the get be kosher? When will the get not be kosher? This has nothing to do with Abaye. This problem Rava also had. In Rava's case, we also have the same problem. So why did Abaye pop up and say, you know, it's going according to Rabbi Elazar? Rava should have said this. Abaye has nothing to do. Abaye is only saying one vote. That the Eidim Mesira have to come to Bezin to tell us that this Rachel got to get finished. That's what Abaye is saying. So in Hilchos Birur, you don't have any right from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is speaking about it in his Bala de Eidim Mesira. But in Hilchos Kashrus HaGet, Rava had the same problem like Abaye. So why did Abaye have to speak about this? This is Amir de Kikasha. That Maram Shif, another Achayinim ask, well, maybe you'd ask this kasha. Vahidah Magarev. So Taisus just was Machadish Eyesod, but according to Rameir in Hilchos Shtaris, if it is not Muchach Miteich Hashtar, what exactly is happening, so it's Apostle Hashtar. Vahid Megarish is the Gemara for the Megarish. Shnaim Shesholchu Beis Gittin. Two people sent two Gittin, which may say him Shalom. Same names. Their names are the same. The wives' names are the same. Benis Alvu. Shem Vishemayim, they got mixed up. Both Gittin got mixed up. So it says in the Mishnah, no problem. Naisin Shnaim Lazu, Shnaim Lazu. So you give both Gittin to each wife. So I can be assured that Al Kaponim, one of the wives, each wife got Al Kaponim the get from her husband. Vekama Rabbi Yirmiyah Digmor, Hodolei Kirabu Loza. Rabbi Yirmiyah held that if I don't know which get, if I don't know B'shas Mesiris HaGet, which get is working, then you need Nesina Lishmo, and if I don't know, so felt Nesina Lishmo, so it's not going according to Rabbi Loza. Fine. Mashme, Zekhtoisvis, Bechramei Yaniche. It says, going according to Rameya. It can't go according to Rabos, going according to Rameya. So, I just said you saw that you need, it should be Muchach Mitoichai. And if two are the same names, it's Sultan Muchach Mitoichai. So, Taisus answers. So, Taisus says, Hosam Mayri, Kidde Pershina Leo. They're speaking about, like I said before, Shekosvu Doiris. And speaking about, no, if you look at the get, it says, Yosef ben Shimon ben David. And the other one is Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven. So Memele, so in the get it says Klor, which Yosef ben Shimon. It's written Doiris, Oy Simon. It says a Simon. Yosef ben Shimon the shoemaker. Oh, the other one is Yosef ben Shimon the doctor. So Memele, I know. Oy, Oy Doiris, Oy Simon, Oy Kayim. Oh, one is a Kayim, one is not a Kayim. So you read the get, Eidim, the Eidim Chsimet tongue, you claw, the Kohen was Megarish, the Shoemaker was Megarish, the Ben David was Megarish, no problem. So much on this Arvu. So what's the whole story over there? No, but speaking about Eidim Mesire, Shanikah Mitoich Chsimet, Eidim Mesire, Makirim Ba'aboy Sayin, but we're talking about that where the get was given over we don't have a cell phone, we don't have anything, you have to wait the Mesira over here, and we have two gets, Yosef ben Shimon, the two Rochels, and I don't know which one was the Kayin, which one was the Shoemaker, now you're giving it over, so these, now we have a Pshas Gerish, and we don't know what to do. We have no way of getting in touch with the, where the get was written. So the Sitting Mother says, Rabbi Sai, so you want to make sure there'll be a Gerish, and let's go and give over both Gittin to each wife. I'll take. But the Kashas again, it's Zichar Kashas again, speaking about it was, if you, the Eidim spelled it out black and white, who the Megarish is by each get. Yeah. Pimtoima, Leman Bechayish Lekamon Bepirkin Lishnei Shviri, Lishnei Yosef Benjamin, Afagav Delei Hirziku. They're speaking about that, let's say there was a Shliach from Yosef Benjamin that lost the get. 10 days later we find the get. The get that says Yosef ben Shimon from Shviri get his wife Rachel, and this shliach is looking around for the get. He lost, now he has to give over the get. He lost the get. We find it 10 days later. So Baruch Hashem, Ashkocha Protis. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Don't give it back yet. Maybe there's two Shviri. Maybe who says it's this Yosef ben Shimon from this Shviri? Maybe there's another Shviri. And in that city, there's another Yosef ben Shimon. How do you know what happened? How can you give back? How can you give a God? So there's an Amora that holds Chayshin and Lishnei Shviri, Lishnei Yosef ben Shimon. So that means, so don't be so naive and so tamimus. Think, oh, if this is the get, could be there's another one. Someone else dropped it. You can't go and give this get. So he holds whenever. You can't be naive. You have to think, you only know one Yosef ben Shimon. Could be there's another Yosef ben Shimon. I mean, so all that is according to Rameya, there's no kosher get. That means I look at a get and to Eidim, Chasman get Yosef ben Shimon is getting Rochel. Oh, Eidim, I'm telling you something. Which Yosef ben Shimon is? Well, give me Yosef ben Shimon. I don't know that one. You only know that one. Maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon. Maybe there's another. So the Eidim are not telling me anything. So we just passed Kol Gittin Shaboilam. If I said it, you say the Kol Gittin you need Muchach Mitaychai. So we just passed Kol Gittin. I don't know who the Eidim aren't telling me anything. The man the Chayish Lakama bePirkin Shnei Shviri Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. That means I never knew till now that that there was two Yosef. But maybe there is. Im kein Ramei Yipsul Kol Agitin Lameshkach Esu Shum Get Shibuchach Mitoicha Vayimari De Dav Ke Beget Hanimtzu De Chai Yishem Amiyach Hanofa Aval Choshiv Shaper Muchach Mitoicha Dim Lehurzaku Ela Shviri Echad V'Yesu Ben Shimon Echad. So L'Chayra Taisus is answering as follows. That means Me'ikar Adin. Let's talk about Me'ikar Adin. If I know of one Shviri, I know of one Yosef ben Shimon. So when the Eidim Chasman I get, they're telling me Yosef ben Shimon from Shviri is giving a get. So I know if I know from one Yosef ben Shimon lives in Shviri, they're telling me enough. That means In Hilchis Sveikis, I'm not mechuyev to declare maybe there's another Shviri, maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon. I'm not mechuyev to declare such a thing. So memele, so I can, what they're telling me is enough information. I know who the Megarish is. That's enough. The Gemara there is speaking about the Shtar fell, the Get fell. That's the Gemara, there's a Svara to say, someone found it. Now there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveide. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveide, there this dinim, I assume, Mestamet, this Yosef ben Shimon, and Hashavas Aveide, Kozman, it's not Boruka, Choyscha, that this, maybe, there's a Shash, maybe it's, there's another Shvir and another. So, you hold it. You have to know Klal, who this be, who lost the Takis, as the Indian of a Shavas Aveda, by an Aveda, Getchenevdo, we Chayish Ur Shoshes. Bach Shoshes does not mean it's a Savik Batsim, it's a Chashash. So there we're chayish taker, we're chayish, chshoshes. But it's a temuchach mitaychay, it has nothing to do with temuchach mitaychay, because in hilchis tzveikis, we don't have to clear so far. So in hilchis tzveikis, I can say with a straight face, I know who the megarish is, the Edom told me who the megarish is, and finished. So it's called temuchach mitaychay. That's what Taisa says. Weil da kim get an imtsu da khaye shem ma khanof a tsakhash pe get an imtsu am khosh shap mo khim mitoy kim le yus golosh ve yakh ve yis ben shmenach bim tayma fek tays is vayt dis nam be per get posh we learned in baba basa kays men get le ish af a pishe nish ta ima is a loche that you can might get for a husband even though his wife is not there. So that means, in other words, you give the get for the husband and he'll give it to his wife. The Mo says, no, you're doing a terrible thing over here. You're hiding a get to Yosef ben Shimon. Let's be afraid there's another Yosef ben Shimon. There's another that's married to Rachel, and he's gonna get, and by writing a get, and he'll give it to the other Rachel. The Gemara also had what Rashi mentioned over here. The Gemara thought it, this is a terrible thing. You're writing a document for Yosef ben Shimon for Rochel. He might give it to the other Rochel. Mishani, Hochem Omarav, Shna Yosef ben Shimon Adorim Birachas, Hemigarshin, Elo Ze Bifneise. Don't worry about it. There's a takone. Rav made a takone. Whenever there's two Yosef ben Shimon in Shtot, so by the Gerishin, both Yosef ben Shimon have to come. There's a takone. That means you have to, both Yosef ben Shimon, we send an invitation, we put out that out that today, 10 o'clock, Yosef ben Shimon's in Yigash's wife Rochel, so we send already the other Yosef ben Shimon has to stand here by the Gerish. So my Mele, if he's standing here by the Gerish, and so then I know, Chloe, that the Yosef ben Shimon is not getting the other Yosef ben Shimon's wife, he's getting his wife. So we took care of this problem with this takon. That's what the Gemara says. Vahashta eichi mairi. So Taisu says, now let's understand the Moshe Kashe, Leichish, Nayesev, and Shimon, and then made a takon. Now what, let's take apart the Gemara. How's the Gemara speaking about? Ibulay hulzuku, if it's speaking about that, I don't know, Bechlal, if there's two Yosef and Shimon. No, but let's be afraid. How can you write again? Maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon. Yeah. So the Gemara says, I'm askina lekamon the loy chayshina. So the Gemara, we paskin, we're not chayish. So that's not mistava, that should be the Gemara's kasha by loy husikul, because loy husikul you don't claim. Biba husikul. So if it's speaking about husikul, in Kain Rameya, Afilo Zebif Neze Ein Megarshim, Achich Tuvu Kain Eidoris. So, if it's speaking about Huzuku, so you have to write Kain Eidoris, Eishim Simen, was like a Lamech Shlomidi. So, in order for it to be a kosher get according to Rameya, you have to write something. Yes, Mitchim and the Shoemaker. I mean, that's what you have to do. And then we need to write that, so, write in the Shkin problem. Bilabalozo, so it's not going according to Rameya, it's going according to Abalozo. Wait, the Messiah Yogi Shapim, so Yishtim Lak, and Omar Hoch. So, according to Abeloza, if I can, that's what Abaye said, according to Abeloza, there's no problem. Because if the Edim, the Gemara is Takash over here, when Roch was holding a get, maybe the other Yosef ben Shimon gave it to us. He says, oh, it's been what Edim Messiah, so Edim Messiah, no, who gave over the get? So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So, it's a Meiridike Kasha on the Gemara. It's like this, we say, it goes according to Ramei, I'm Fartik, and you don't need Muchach Mitoich, but Taisva said, need Muchach Mitoich, he said, he has to be going according to Rabbalos, he has to go according to Rabbalos, so there's no problem.
ואומרי, סדרי סלם מרדי כחידיש, דיין עדן מסירי מדדקים לירייס עם זו אשתי. He says, if we have a problem, the Gemara asked Akasha, maybe Hakin Rari gets for Yosef Ben Shimon, maybe his wife isn't there, maybe he's going to give it to the other Rachel, the wife of the other Yosef Ben Shimon. So what did they say, Akasha? No problem. And Eidah Mesir will be there, Bishas Mesir is again. So Memele, they'll hop right away, but this is the, what are you giving the other Rachel again? Nah, the ain Eidi Mesiri Medagdakim Lirois Imzu Ishtai. They don't look at her so good to see this is his wife. Kimin Shemakirim Shmo Yushma. Oh, they just find out technicalities. The get says, oh, Yosef and Shimon and Rachel, what is your name? They don't look at her. Oh, what's your name? Rachel. Fine. Rachel. This Yosef and Shimon. Fine. I mean, the get gives it over. Megoreshes. Well, they don't, they're not makir, as long as the name stem. Yeah. Because we get shmo yishmo, v'lo yichayshi, they're not chayish, shema yitnen aleishas chaveiroi, sheshmoi kishmo yishmo kishmo. V'gam leimaski adatai elahavcha miyashoyis ben shimenacha, it's not muchach that, they'll ever find out if there's two Yosef ben Shimon. The whole thing that they should ever think of if there's two Yosef ben Shimon. That's one of the Mefarshim say, who's the Shnei Yosef ben Shimon? It means that there's two Eidim that know that there's another Yosef ben Shimon. That's called who's the Shnei Yosef ben Shimon? You don't understand. Everyone in the whole city has to know. Two Eidim know there's two Yosef ben Shimon. That's called who's the. Al Kaponim, these Eidim Mesira do not have to be up to date. No, that's two Yosef ben Shimon. So the Zicha are not aware that they have to be aware. So all they just have to find out is her name is Rachel and his name is Yosef ben Shimon and they read the get, finished taking care of Megareshes. Now when she'll come to Bezen, now Bezen will ask them, did you see she's holding a get? She has the get, Rachel, I saw the husband give over the get. They saw what in their eyes is enough to say, they saw the husband gave over the get to the wife. So Mamela said, but the Gemara was aware of these things. So we can let things run like this. Do memam tilagitali tzedai. Bafilu ein yoidem akoysman, even the seifum danoim hulsuku ein lam lichter bezimna dosukum layodi. That means the Gemara said, there's such a loch, a koysman get lish hafa bishay nishta yimoy. So the seifum did not exactly have to be up to date also, the names of the people in the city. So the Gemara said, how can you permit a seifa to write a get for a husband without a wife being there, this is a dangerous thing. There might be this two Yosef ben Shimons, and could be a tzuzuku. The seifa doesn't know. So memela, we can't permit such a thing. That by Yosef ben Shimon gives a get, the other Yosef ben Shimon has to be there. Fine. Now when the Edom come to Bezen, they want to say that they were there b'shas Mesiras Haget. Shaili Bezen le'Edom Mesira. So Bezen asks Edom Mesira. Before they ask them, did you see the Mesiras Haget? Fine. They say, Yimho Yisham Shta Yaisa Ben Shimon. Bezen, who knows there were two Yaisa Ben Shimon in the Shtok. Bezen, who realizes the problem which could have arisen, So Bezen will ask the two Edim, and when the get was given over, were the two Yosef ben Shimon standing there, yes or no? So Memele, so if they say yes, yeah, the other guy also, what are you doing here? I'm Yosef ben Shimon also. I was told I have to come. Fine. So they tell this to Bezen. So finished, no problem. And it's no problem whatsoever. If they say there was no Yosef, there was only one Yosef ben Shimon there, so forget about it. Really won't be matter to use the get.
And that's L'chayre Pshat and our Gemara also. Let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara, I mean, that was a bias kasha, that there's two Yosef and Shimon's in the shtot, and it could be, that was our Gemara's kasha. It could be that Yosef and Shimon gave a Torah. How can she hold the get? So Mor says there's Eidim Mesirah. So the Maram says, we're going to ask Eidim Mesirah, was there another Yosef and Shimon B'shas the Gerish? That's what we're going to ask them. Now, when the Gemara said over the Gemara, the Kasha, how you're allowed to write a get kaisen get lish avish dishtimer, the aim of garshnam kain makirim eidim shazuhi yishter. Let's make a different takone. Let's make a takone that the eidim asira, you have to recognize the wife. You shouldn't be able to pull the bull over your eyes. The aim of takone toiver. In kain betoirach yimtsu eidim asira. So then you'll have a terrible problem. To find two kosher eidim mesire who know how to look and not to look, and that's moiridik. You'll never find eidim mesire for that. Because the elicha ones don't look so much, and the not elicha ones could be we can't use them for other reasons. So I'll kapon them. So you'll have a big problem finding kosher eidim mesire. So that's what the Gemara said, we made a takone of that the Yosef and Shimon, the Yosef and Shimon, they have to come. So I had a kasha, which I would have been, I don't understand. Our Taisva says, Amir Diki Yisot. Our Taisva says that the Emerson, Eidim Mesire, do not recognize a wife. They don't recognize a wife. They rely on the same name. That's enough for them. They don't recognize a wife. So the Gemara is appellate. Rabbi brought a raya from our Mishnah. There's two Rochels. And then one Rochel holds the get. And she said she was geget, so we believe her. I may be the other Rochel. Was given to the other Rav and she lost it. Not Chayes from the field. That was what Rav said. And the Baya said, no, you don't have a right from the Mishnah. The Shemitah is speaking about this Eidim Mesirah. It's Eidim Mesirah. Because the same Mesirah is going to Eidim Mesirah. It's also Eidim Mesirah. So, please, what does Eidim Mesirah help over here? I don't know which Rochel got to get. The Eidim Mesirah by two Yosef and Shimon's Baruch Hashem. There's a takone that the other Yosef and Shimon has to come. By two Rochels is also a takana, that the two wives have to come. I don't know if there's such a takana. So lechayre, by two wives, what's the truth of Eidim Mesirah? The Eidim Mesirah came. So the maiden, all when the Eidim Mesirah, the way they are, when Yosef and Shimon gives over again to his wife Rochel, so they just say, you're Rochel, yeah, and this is Yosef and Shimon, yeah, finish a good talk. So the Eidim Mesirah do not know, do not recognize the Rochel. So if I'm afraid that this was given to another Rochel, the Eidim Mesirah, why the Eidim Mesirah trufe? I don't understand. L'chayre, it's a ha'ora on Taisvus. Let us go further. Zot the Gemara Baite, Omar Rav, Kulam Paislan B'Kuhune, Chutz Min Arishen. Now, let us give a shtikal akdome. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says further, Mamagarish, Zmachlikas Tanoim, Rabbalaz and the Chachomim, if it is necessary for a get to be matarot to everyone. Rabbalaz holds such a concept of gerish and chutz, Areyat muteres lechalodom chutz mitloini. It doesn't have to be, the get is not matter you to ploini. Rabbi Lesser says it's good. That's not from the ikrei tnoya get, it's to be matter to everyone. Chum say no. If it's not matter to everyone, it's a possible get. Rabbi Lesser brings a raya to himself from a posik. The isha grusha me isha lo yikochu. It says she's geget from her husband. Doesn't say who she's mutter to. Could be she's also to the whole world. piece, but she's a get from her. That's also called a get. It's not me ikre chiyumi a get to be matah. Isha gushim isha. The Chachamim say it's not a get. Ayem raivum a posik. That's reyach a get. That's possible. That's isuri kuhune. The gabi kuhune. If he gives such a get, so it's also the claim. Achloikis, the raisa, the rabbona. Let's not get into that. But al koponim, there's such a concept of reyach a get. So reyach a get, according to the Chachamim, means that even though this get is worthless, and even as it's worthless, it doesn't accomplish anything, because a get has to be matter to everyone in order to work in Ebenezer. But there's a get, a yiradeyedik a get, that even though in Hilchas Ebenezer it's worthless, but yiradeyed asas lakunim. Or maybe it's a son in Nisuri kunid asas. So we have such a concept that it's a posele get, but there's a reyach a get. Now tzrech a get, it's asas lakunim, adam idarais, adam idarabah. So now, the argument is speaking about, we had the Mishnah, a whole bunch of posel gitten. What's going to be lekuhune? It says posel. What's going to be lekuhune? Will the, if this, a woman got such a get, will she be mutter lekuhune, also lekuhune? Zog to Gemara. Omar Rav, kulan poislin bekuhune, chutz min arishe. That all of them posel lekuhune, chutz min arishe. The first case, they were seifer makrin. That wasn't written l'shem krisis. That doesn't pass the lakuna. The first case is also pass the lakuna. Now let us see Rashi. Kula. Kol ha-gitten ha-shnuyim b'mishnosenu afalpi shepsulim legarish lahatiron linosek. That means these apostle gitten, these gitten are not matter to get married. Poislin ein oismina kohune im baila koyen nipsala olof mishem gushu. She'll be us on the husband. That means it's not, yeah. Chutz minarish shlein nichtav l'shem gerish in klau. Wasn't written l'shem gerish. Aval hanach basroi posli, but all of the cases pass. The reyach again posli bekul. The sani break basroi malu yishte red megereshus mimeni viyat muteres lucholodam posli minakuna. Shtem meisha grusha meisha afilu le nizgar shol meisha. Lacherem lehutra psula lekuna. And Shmuel says afilu risha in the reyach get habit. I'd like to say a word that we hear via Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Shmuel says that that even though Hechsher Aget, it's not matter, all the case of the Mishnah, but that doesn't have to Reich Aget doesn't have to Hechsher Aget. Rav differentiated. Rav said, the last cases in the Mishnah wasn't written Lishmo. It's not a reyach again. The first case wasn't written Lushem Krisus. That doesn't even have a reyach again. So you have to understand, Klaw, what's pshat in Rav. I saw Rav Moshe's Marech on this Nakuda. I would like to say perhaps a shtickl pshat. We have here a posik. Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. He said that the pasuk means to say, he said, Areet megureshes mimeni, ba'asura l'choladom. So she's also lekune. Now, l'chayre, this is double talk. Areet grusha mimeni, you're garish for me, but you're also to everyone. And, how could this be? One is l'chayre, the heta l'chalodom is totally because she's not his wife. So if she's not his wife, so memela, how could that be? Grushim imeni vasura l'chalodom. So dachsach mir pshat is, in every kedushin there are two inyonim. There's one inyon of kinyon, aisha niknis. She's koni labal. She belongs to him. He has kinyoni. Kinyoni ishus. He has kinyonim enough. There's a second inyon of issa, areyat, Mukudeshes, at the Osalo Akula Alma Kehegdish, this Isurim. So there's Be'emison, this Choshin Mishpatike in Yonim, and there's And when as of the kinyan, there's isurim osala kulal makagdish. That is every ishus. So dasach me hareyat megureshes mimeni means in my kinyanim, in the chelik kinyan that I have, you're megurish mimeni. I'm. That's called sefer krisus. It's we cut off. No kinyanim. You're not coming to me. You're not my wife anymore. But asur lecholo the iser. I'm not matter. And again, we read ahead, muteris l'chalodam, I matter the isereis ishis. The osir l'akul al-mekehekdish, who osir l'vul matir, I asked you, and I matter with a get. No, the isurim remain. That's tachsach mir, so that's pshat in the reyach haget. That means that from severing the kinyan, that also asks lakuna. The isha grusha meish, as long as she's garush meish, is lo yikafu. The shame grusha, that's also the koyim, means if she was cognitive, and now she was cut off. That's isha grusha meish, lo yikafu. We have here four cases in the Mishnah. The second case, we have a case that was written Shalei Lishmo, Shalei Lishmo. L'chayre, these dinim, that means if we will assume for 1 minute that that this is true, that there are two inyonim in every ishus. There's a kinyan, there's an issa, and the get accomplishes takes care of both halakim. It's koines atzma, the sheet of bikinyan, and it's matter, it's a makna and a matter. So perhaps it would be nitin liyoma. Als the chelik hakinyan sheboy, you don't need lishma. In the cheshen mishpatike chelik of every get, you wouldn't need lishma. I was kind to you, so now I'll be makna you. Could be the din lishmo, this a special din of kavonis that you have to be mechaven, the shemish, these halachas are only applicable because there's another inyan what the get has to accomplish. The get has to be matter isereishes ish. And that, the Torah said certain, that it only becomes mutter in a certain life and it was written lishmo. But in the kinyonim shaboy, l'chayre, you don't need lishmo. And Be'emeson, there's a k'tzois. The k'tzois asks Akasha, Shtashikha needs lishmo. So much as he says, why does Shtashikha need lishmo? He says, if you hold a mafker adai, yotza lecheles vein tzorich ketshikho, that means there's a man yomer that holds, will have an ashevayach, that as long as he's not an ebed ish, he's not my ebed, he's ebed already. There's you don't need anything to be matter yisurei ebed. So if I could say, so why do you need lishma by a shtar shikha? Make a point. I got a platz macha, finish. So it's a shtar kinyan, is enough. This is the k'tzois is akasha. Al kaponim, from the k'tzois, we see also this musik. Al kinyonim, you don't need lishma. So why does a shtar shikha need lishma? For yisurim, he held you need lishma. For kinyonim, l'chayri, you don't need lishma. For yisurim, you need lishma. So it could be that's pshat in Rav. Rav learned in the second case was written for this wife, for the other, whatever the other case, to Yeshu ben Shimon's or to Rachel's. When it was written Shalei Lishmo, so Rav held, so there the whole chesaron is in the matter of the get. Shalei Lishmo is a chesaron in the matter of the get. In the kinyan of the get, what's wrong with the I mean, but you don't need lishma for that. So lemaise, so lemaise, so if it wasn't written lishma, so but in the kinyan of the get lemaise, the kinyan should work. So lemaise, so that's isha grusha meisha lo yikachu. That means if it's grusha meisha, if mitzad the kinyanim, she is. His wife is so says also lakuna. That's called the reyach haget. The reyach haget. The first case was the get was bechlal not written for a sefer krisus. Was written to learn how to write. Could be Rav understood that's not a din lishma. That means sefer krisus It only Sefer Kisses is speaking about severing the relationship between the husband and wife. If it wasn't written L'shem Sefer Kisses, so it doesn't sever in Gansu. So Mamela, the dog felt it in the Chelik HaKnosha boy. Could be, that's not a din of Lishma. If it was written here, we get the case of the Mishnah was written to let, without any intentions for usage. And this the Gemara said, so this isn't called a Sefer Kisses. So a Sefer Kisses means a Sefer that's Meyuchad Lichois, and this is not even Meyuchad Lichois. So here there's a Chesoron in the Kinyan Shaboy, and of course Kinyan Shaboy. So that's why here Rab said that here shall be Mutal Kohune. The Holy Sekun is only when there was a Havkor from the Kinyonim that he possesses. In Shmuel's Chayl. Look to Gemara Vayit. Shmuel Amar Afrishen Ami Poisel. The first case is also possible. Yeah. Ve'oz de Shmuel Atame, Domar Shmuel, Komokim Shoshana Chachomet, Get posel, Shmuel said a yisod. Whenever it says get posel, so posel u poisel. Posel, it's posel, u poisel, it passes lakuna. Chalitza psula, wherever it says chalitza psula, psula u poiselosum in achim. It's not mafil leshuk, but it passes the other brothers, al skimin shlei bone shub leivne. Could be the vote in Shmuel is, I mean, the Rambam is a different mahalach, but the Rambam says this posel and bottle. The Rambam says bottle means the get is nothing. Bottle means it's worthless. Posel means it's not good. It's not matter. It doesn't accomplish anything. So it could be that, that it's nothing. It doesn't create a terem. It's posel. Posel lekobim. There's no ritzui. So it doesn't shafa heta, but could be it has a teres keta, but zoyvai it asan lekuna. That al kaponim was shitas Shmuel. What does Rashi say? Chalitza psula, psula upaislosa. Komakim shushnina biyabomis. Chalitza psula, psula latiro leshuk. It's possible to be matra, but paiselis yoyis menachim. Shleikis yabinoit, the kombo Allah, but kibin shleibon, the shub layivne. The like Siva Shaloi Bones Baisochim Ella Shalayivna Kivin Shachalat Shu Layivna. That's what Shmuel holds. Now but Marova Omri in Arfisol they said Mishmeda Rabaloza Smoil. If there was a chalitze, she took off the shoe from the left foot. The Lailo or was done at night, psulois or poislois, this passes on the Achim. Katan va'anpilye psulois ve'ein poislois. If the nechlatz was a cotton or a stocking was taken off, psulois ve'ein poislois. That's what they said b'marov. Let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi. Smail cholz a b'smail. If she took off the shoe from the left foot, amrina mi'avamis psula v'chein cholz a b'layla psula. So there the Merov said, "Oh, poislois, the shame chalitza lo. This is called a chalitza. Lo shloi nasis per sheiro. It's not done in a kosher oifen. The yalef regel mi metzoyre. The sim yemonis per laila nami naplonos. I mean, this is considered a ma'isa chalitza, but the proti halachas weren't niskayim. So, but since it was a ma'isa chalitza, that's a ma'isa of loy bone, shuv loy yivne." Cotton van pilje, kiltsun shall beget, a stocking, la chalitza klau. The ish vin nao ksubim beparsh, it says ish, so this is the vim lo yach poitza ish, there you need an ish, some a mela without an ish, without a nao, so it's not a maisa chalitza in gans. Let us see Teisves, cotton van pilje, psulais vein poitzas, in famous, shmul of name a rove, a mai pligi. The cotton, what is the machlokes by cotton? Up look at this machlokes. If a cotton passes, up look at the Ramei of Rabbonim, but so if he share Rabbe, this machlokes, Tanoi. Sanya also be a spentes, kemaima begogo. The Chami say that be a spentes is like maima, it does something. Chamei raima also chalitzes bentes, ke get begogo. It's like a get, so passes on the other hand. Habla Rabbonon, be ain't chalitza loy. So this shaila, if a chalitza is cotton, Pasul van der Achim is a machlikis, a chachomim merameh. Peg mitzvus chalitza, mas nisen da achilzes min akotn chalitzos apsula, omar shmu, zu divere rameh, the pasul, a chachomim merameh, chalitzes kotn klum. So be kitzel, so we have a machlikis, by chalitzes kotn rameh, in the chachomim. And here we have a psa machlikis, that's machlikis tamoy. Here we machlikis, So they said, actually, this is machlikas tanoim, if chalitzas kotn passes. Imri da hochi pligi, the loshna mishn, the shmul mashmalei a loshna chalitzosa psulo, the never says psulo means upoiselis, vossi mas nisin kerameya. So, he means that mishn that says chalitza, by kotn, it's psulo, that mishn is going koin kerameya. Because psulo means poiselis, and so here's the go koin kerameya. Yeah, I just like to say one thing. I don't know if it's Korv Lemes or if it's not Korv Lemes, but perhaps it will be a shtickel rayin to understand the Bnei Marove that the first two cases, Smoil and Lilo, is Peiselas. If it's a pilgrim and cotton, it's not Peiselas. Chaim Belozhna brings down in Nefesh HaChaim, he says, Pshat, Shal Nalecha Miyal Raglecha, that the Ben Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal Nalecha Miyal Raglecha, so he says as follows, the neshama of the person is the Sheirish of Neshama is Bashamay, every person, and it goes down to the goof. It extends to the goof. By the goof, we only have the regal of the Neshama. This is the lowest part of the Neshama that enters the goof. But the Neshama is Lamayla. The Neshama is Lamayla. The goof is considered a now to the regal. That means the regal is the neshama. This is, in every one of us, we have the regal of the neshama. And the goof is the protection of the regal. That's the goof. That's megin over the neshama. The Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal Malecha Me'al Raglecha, that you should be poishid your goof and your neshama. You should be kulei neshama. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu was told. Agavuch, I once thought, could be that's the Indian that an oval takes off his shoes, to show that what occurred was only, there was a pshitas now minarego. The neshama is still here. There were mafshit and now from the regal. That's all what happened. Not more than that. Fine. We find a chalitza, we have an Indian of chalitza. Chalitza, the yevome, takes off the shoe from the yom. That's the chalitza. So Daksimet brought down in Sforim that the inyan of chalitza is as follows. A person dies without children. He doesn't have a tikkun. He needs a tikkun. He doesn't have a tikkun. So the chatchiladika oifim of tikkun will be that he should come again on this world. So maybe the next time around we'll have children. Now, when he comes on, so the mitzvah of Yibum is that the neshama of the nifter becomes mekusha to the yavam, and when the yavam will be miyabim, the eishes hameis, the neshama of the nifter will go into the child hanoilad. And Yakum al Shem Ochiv Ameis, let's learn Mikra Lefib Shutai. The Bahoya Bacher Asher Teilei, the child that will be born, Yakum al Shem Ochiv Ameis, this will be al Shem Ochiv Ameis. So that means the Neshama of the Nifta will become Nisgalgal Teich in the new child. And because of that, the Neshama of the Nifta is Mikusha to the Yavam, in order that this Tikkun of Yibun should be able to come about. by taking off the null from the regal of the Yovam. So she wants that the goof of the Yovam should separate itself from the neshama of the mace. Now is gematria goof. The regal is gematria neshama. That's the neshama. So memele, she wants that the goof should be nifrat from the neshama. The neshama will find a different tikkun, not in the goof of the Yovam. That's the union of chalitza. That's a taicha sheloi bono. I took away the opportunity of binyan. That means that the union of chalitza, kolzman, the neshama of the mace is mekusha to the goof of the Yovam. There's a possibility of binyan. Asheloi bono, I took away. I was mafred the neshama, the goof from the neshama. So memele, there's no possibility of binyan. So memele, so that is my, that is the maise of chalitza, being mafred the goof of the Yovam from the neshama of the nifta. So it could be like this. In the first two cases, Smoil and Laila, so Lamaise Otzach Keton Afrodas Nal Miregel. It wasn't the right foot, but the left foot. It wasn't Biyayim, it was Balaila. So it's not matter. But that's called a Maise of Loibono. It's called a Maise of Loibono, because I'm doing a Pula, that's the Maise of Loibono, of separating the goop from the Nisham. Masha'en came. Let's talk about Anpilya. Anpilya, I'm taking off a stocking. I'm not taking off a goof from an, I'm not doing a pull of chalitza. So if I'm not being mafrit, if now from regal is goof from the shome, so pshat is, if I take a now, if I take off a stocking, this is not, I take off a blanket, this is not now from regal. So it's not a mice of loibone, it's not a mice of loibone, so it can be asrandach. It could be a cotton. If it's Mahoikas a Rishainim about the Rav Rishainim hold that a bee's cotton is garnished, it's not a yibum. There's no yibum by a cotton. So it could be that seder that the neshame of the nifter is mekusha to the yavam is that if the yavam is a bar yibum. If the yavam is a cotton, so there's no neshame is a mekusha to him yet because there's no inyan of yibum yet. It will come about when the Yovam becomes a Bar Yibum. Now he's not a Bar Yibum. So Memele, taking off a shoe from a cotton is not a Maisa of Leibone. If the cotton would be a Bar Binyin, so Memele, I'm making a pool of Leibone. I'm taking away the shells of Binyin. But a cotton is a La Bar Binyin, so Memele, so this is not called a Maisa of Leibone. Therefore she's Mutter La'ach.